Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Claude Stevenson. General Stephen Watts Kearny had hardly settled into his role as commander of the newly conquered New Mexico Territory when delegations of concerned citizens began petitioning him to do something about the depredations of marauding Navajos. Kearny ordered Colonel Alexander W. Doniphan to send an expedition into Navajo country to secure peace with the tribe. Captain John Reed was given the unenviable task of traversing the unexplored Navajo territory with 30 troops, guided by a contingent of Canyoncito Navajo, renegades from the main band who were allies of the New Mexicans. His orders were to locate and bring as many Navajo headmen as possible to a parley with Doniphan at Ojo del Oso, Bear Springs. The Navajo that Reed encountered were eager to meet these new Americans, and not wishing to war with them, were happy to comply. When told by Doniphan at Ojo del Oso that they were no longer to raid the New Mexican settlements, their appointed spokesman, Zarcios Largos, protested that they had always been at war with the New Mexicans. The Americans, too, had been at war with them, and they should appreciate the Navajo efforts against their common enemy. The Navajo did not object when the Americans fought the New Mexicans, so the Navajo should be allowed to settle their own differences. But the Americans were adamant, and so the few Navajo headmen present relented and signed a treaty that they knew they could never enforce. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and KUNM in Albuquerque.